Hello, I'm Patrick Javis, and LA Theater Base Review of the world premiere of The Storyteller of East LA, playing now at the Latino Theater Company in downtown Los Angeles, April 9th to May 17th, 2026. The Storyteller of East LA, a family drama centered around family, regret, and culture, grounded and relatable with surrealist elements, has a lot to offer and is very current. But for the play to be titled The Storyteller of East LA, the storytelling aspect takes more of a backseat to the soap opera-esque familial drama that pervades the majority of the production. A memory play at its heart, Storyteller centers around the matriarch of a Mexican family from East LA, Mercy, played by Lucy Rodriguez, an aging 90-year-old woman with dementia. The family watches over her as they discuss the past, present, and future, the joyous bits, and the tragic in this one act that runs approximately 90 minutes. The play does an excellent job of juxtaposing Mercy's bedroom alongside this stairway in the background. I know, a little on the nose, and if you were even a little confused, a literal guardian angel, Serafina, played by Sal Lopez, who chimes in from time to time with wisdom, adds a truly dynamic element to the play. A story narrated by the youngest daughter, Lulu, played by 2025 LA Theatre Bites Best Actress winner Bianca Isabella Pellini, who starts and ends the play with beautiful written and performed monologues to bookend the play. The play covers a lot of important issues such as parental abuse, regret, elder care, and ISIS, a particular issue with a character in the script that affects the family, particularly Josefa, played by Ruth Levier, who takes care of Mercy but is afraid of possibly being picked up by ICE, while two older sisters bicker amongst each other, Mary, played by Brenda Banda, and Grace, played by Zila Mendoza. The play goes back and forth between serious and comedic moments, with some undeniable touching moments even with the differences in opinion between the family members. While Mercy is talked about as having great stories and will be remembered as a storyteller, it's surprising the lack of her stories integrated into this narrative, and also a feeling of time and place from the set design. What does really come through are the issues the family deals with, the good and the bad, worth fighting through together. And anyone who grew up with a grandfather or grandmother that was like the glue of your family, this can definitely hit hard in the right places. Costume-wise, by designer Nalia Aladdin Sanders, nothing extravagant besides this angel costume worn by Sal Lopez, which is undeniably angelic, with expandable wings. Largely going with various dresses designed that signal different parts of the character's personalities, Lopez is altogether serious and effortlessly hilarious in this role and has a delightful voice. Lucy Rodriguez leading this cast with a very expressive performance, displaying the toll dementia and time has on all of us. I give Storyteller of East LA a 7.9 out of 10. It's above average. Thank you for listening and thank you for supporting LA Theater.